still in Tucson here at Rosie on the House. Moving from Francis' house over to Beth, who's wants to talk about her peach tree. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. So I've got this beautiful peach tree. It's probably about 6-7 years old, and it's in my sweet spot on the garden. So it decides to bloom now. And I didn't have a chance to trim back, and it really does need a cut. Low-lying branches, and I'm having to prop it up with sawhorses and whatnot when the peaches come on in. So is it too late, or how much can I trim back even though it's blossoming?
Well, I would certainly not cut it back like you would have normally, but, you know, anything that's hanging too low or anything that's, you know, kind of in a precarious spot, you know, I would selectively prune it, because those, like you mentioned, that if you get fruit on those branches, you're going to have to brace them, or they're going to break anyway. So I would probably go in and be pretty careful, because you don't want to knock a lot of blooms off either. You know, that'd be the biggest reason not to get in there and do too much messing around. But anything that's really low, maybe already hanging on the ground, maybe there's some stuff that hasn't quite started to bloom yet. You could get in there and kind of clean that out. But yeah, you want to be a little bit careful in knocking flowers off.
With this warm weather so early, we'll probably see a lot of things blooming ahead of where we normally see.
But you've seen what the forecast is for next week, right?
Pretty chilly.
Low, you know, below normal. So, but you're right. The stuff obviously has started. The flowering pears are a few weeks ahead of normal.
Any negative effect to that?
Well, if we get a freeze, there's nothing we can do about it. If we get a late freeze,
lose it all.
You will potentially lose all that fruit. So there's just not a darn thing you can do. I mean, really.
We appreciate the call, Beth. Let's bring Bill into the conversation. Wants a little suggestion on what to plant. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I've got a yard. It's about 70 feet wide, but it's bisected by an overhead power line. I want to put in a tree that has like a 30-foot canopy. And maybe it doesn't get over 30, 35 feet tall.
Do you have that much height with the power line?
Well, if I space it on either side of the power line,
okay,
I can go that high.
All right.
But I need the canopy can't be any wider than that. Otherwise, it'll come in from the side and hit it.
30 or 35 feet. Well, you're right on the, you know, the borderline of, you know, pretty good sized trees. You could get away with, you know, a Chinese pistache. Would stay within that. You know, are you looking for a desert type? I guess I should back up.
No, I had mesquites, and I had to take those down. Cleaning those beans up every year was a job.
Okay. Well, you know, you've got room for a pretty fair sized tree. You know, again, Chinese pistache would be a decent one. You know, you're right on the borderline. You know, evergreen elms, Chinese elms will get about 35 foot spread, live oaks, 35 foot spread, you know, in that ballpark. So those would be three I would consider right there.
We appreciate the call, and if it's time to plant something, he could probably find any of those plants you mentioned.
Good time to plant any of those trees right now. Yeah.
You know, I always like to promote my local farmers, farm family that grows some great peaches is Schneff Farms in Queen Creek area. So in the spring, watch for that, because I think they still do the you pick where the family can come out and pick. And they're not the only ones, but they just came to mind. And so there's some our produce in season in the spring with whether it's your direct market farmers or your traditional farmers. We've got some really neat produce that'll be coming off in the spring.
And Schnepp Farms, a couple of that come to mind. There's one on US 60, where Carefree Highway dead ends. There's a great place there that is a peach pick, Apple Annie's.
Apple Annie's in Wilcox, exactly. And they've got a variety of different peaches, and also your apples, which is later in the season, obviously. But
Those peach blooms are beautiful.
I've
got one out my master bathroom window, and that one month a year in the early spring is just looking out. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous bloom. We're talking soil prep for the foundation of our gardens.
Time to be getting ready, because, you know, next weekend really is the kickoff to planting tomatoes, peppers, you know, your warm season vegetables. So we want to get the ground ready, though. And, you know, invariably what happens is, we've got Super Bowl, Phoenix Open, that's over. Now all of a sudden it's spring and we want to get going, and people just jump out there and they jump the gun and plant a garden without taking just one extra weekend and tilling in some good organic compost, a little bit of gypsum, maybe some organic fertilizer, get it tilled and watered a couple of times and return so that soil is just, so you should be able to go out there and take your tomato transplant and with your hand, not with a trowel, with your hand, scoop out the dirt, put the transplant in and put it back in. That's always my key. If you can go out with bare hand and scoop out the dirt, dig down, 5-6 inches with your bare hand, and then it's good and loose and ready to plant. So take this weekend, burn off some of those, Doritos and bean dip and stuff. And
holiday calories.
We've had the holidays. Now we got Super Bowl junk food, and burn it up in the garden and have then some healthy food that you can eat later on.
Mr. Harper of Harper's Nurseries, Two Valley locations, and Julie Murphy, Arizona Farm Bureau, fillyourplate.org. Thank you for joining us this Saturday. Coming up next, it's the open line hour of Rosie on the House, followed by an hour with a foundation specialist.
Rosie on the Go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.